Well, that's one major issue right now, the termination of arms. Another one also has to do with Australia, and that has to do with the World Court. The World Court is now, just has heard, last the end of January, an extremely important case. It's one of the most important cases in contemporary international law. I haven't seen a word about it here. It's being very widely reported in Australia and Portugal and Europe and so on. Maybe there's something here. I haven't seen it yet. The case has to do with Portugal, as the former, is still recognized by the United Nations as the responsible administrative authority. It brought a charge against Australia, not Indonesia, because Indonesia refuses to submit to the court, but it brought a charge against Australia for a treaty that was signed between Australia and Indonesia to rob Timor's oil. This is the sea between Australia and Timor is called the Timor Gap, and it's been long known that it's a very rich, it's a potentially quite rich oil-producing area. A main reason for Western support for the Indonesian invasion was to get their hands on the oil. We know that from the leaked cables. The Australian ambassador to Jakarta, Indonesia, back in August 1975, sent a cable to Canberra, the capital, saying that, you know, we have to let the Indonesians take over. This is a couple of months before anyone, while people were claiming they didn't know that there was an invasion coming. Of course it was coming. Everybody knew it. I said, we have to let the Indonesians take over. And the main reason, he said, is that it will be easier to make a deal for the oil in the Timor Gap with Indonesia than it would be with Portugal or with an independent East Timor. Okay, and everybody knows that the interests of the oil companies are the national interest. That's another truism. So therefore, better let the Indonesians take over. Well, the actual exploitation of the oil has waited a while. It was kind of just too turbulent. But in 1989, Australia and Indonesia did sign a treaty dividing up the oil off the coast of Timor between the two of them. The treaty refers to the Indonesian province of East Timor. There isn't a word in the treaty about any set-aside for the people of East Timor, like 5 cents somewhere. No, just Australia and Indonesia. This is the only international instrument, the only international treaty that officially recognizes the takeover of East Timor by Indonesia. Others do recognize it, but not officially. In fact, Australia had already given de jure recognition, only Western country to do so. The timing was very appropriate. It was signed by the foreign ministers in 1989, ratified by the parliament in 1990, at just about the time when Iraq invaded Kuwait. And in fact, the analog is extremely close. It's as if Libya, say, had made a treaty with Iraq to exploit Kuwait's oil during the period of the Iraqi occupation of Kuwait. If that had happened, you would have heard about it. In fact, you would have heard the nuclear bombs dropping on Tripoli. But this time it was the West who was doing it, so you didn't hear about it. Well, it took again a little while for the concessions to be handed out and so on. And in fact, the timing for that was pretty nice too. Right after the Dili massacre, while the West was engaged in a show of outrage, ritual outrage, right at that point the oil companies began prospecting. So about 6 or 8 weeks after the massacre, big oil companies started prospecting in the region, including American oil companies. So Phillips Petroleum, for example, is one of those big Oklahoma-based oil company carrying out exploration, and there have recently been apparently pretty big finds in the Timor Gap. Well, the treaty that Portugal has brought to the world, the case that Portugal brought to the World Court, charges that the treaty is illegal. And it's a very important case. The hearing has been done. The judgment will come down later. The international law aspects of it are quite straight. I don't think anybody debates them much. The case is based on the central principles of international law. On the 25th anniversary of the United Nations, founding of the United Nations, There was a treaty signed, an international treaty. Everybody signed it, 100%. It's called the Friendly Relations Treaty. It's a treaty on cooperation among friendly nations. I mean, everybody pretends to be. And it states explicitly, it rules out explicitly any acquisition of territory by force. A treaty that follows up right away, again unanimous, UN resolution, the Treaty on Aggression, adds that no special advantage can be gained by anyone from the acquisition of territory by force. When the Security Council condemned the Indonesian invasion, actually about a year after that, they were simply applying the terms of those two major resolutions to the special case of Indonesia. There's no question about the status of the resolutions. The World Court, in fact, specifically recognized them, authorized them as the highest international judicial body, as customary international law, as the central customary international law, as just the spelling out of the word of the meaning of the United Nations Charter, which is the fundamental framework of international law. There's no doubt about Australia's commitment to this. In fact, Australia initiated the proceedings and was very outspoken about the importance of this. Indonesia also ratified it, in fact, with strong statements, as did the United States.